Yes, this is always a tricky one because the test for approval for the right of abode is you need to show on the one hand that you've been continuously and ordinarily resident in the HKSER for a period of not less than 7 years immediately prior to submitting the application, and on the other you need to show that you're both settled in Hong Kong and that you've taken Hong Kong as your only place of permanent residence. So, clearly here, if you're thinking that perhaps your future lies away from Hong Kong, then it's arguable that the fact of making those steps to set up your new arrangements in Singapore could derogate from the notion that you are both settled in Hong Kong and that you've taken Hong Kong as your only place of permanent residence. So, to be absolutely bulletproof in this respect, my advice would be to postpone any plans whatsoever that you have for a life away from Hong Kong so that you can quite clearly and honestly put your hand on your heart when you make the declaration to the extent that you've taken Hong Kong as your only place of permanent residence, and that the facts of your life on the ground in Hong Kong clearly demonstrate that you're settled here. And then if subsequently, once your right of abode application has been finalised, approved, and you are a permanent resident of Hong Kong, if new facts emerge that suggest that you might want to take up an offer of employment or pursue some other kind of activity, in this instance away from Singapore, away from Hong Kong in Singapore, then that's what that is. And as long as once you're a permanent resident, you return to Hong Kong on at least one occasion in any three-year given period, you will be able to maintain your right of abode. So my advice to you would be don't do anything that would compromise the idea today that you are settled in Hong Kong and that you've taken Hong Kong as your only place of permanent residence. Okay, I hope you found this useful.